I just read something about Andre the Giant.
And the wrestling legend?
The wrestling legend. Actually, you know where I heard? I was listening to a sports radio show, and it was the day after Hulk Hogan died. So they began talking about Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. I don't know if this is confirmed or not. The host of the show, you know, he's usually, I like him. And what's the name? He used to be on, he's from Florida, and he used to be on, pardon the interruption.
Oh, Lebatard.
Dan Lebatard. I like him, but I don't love some of the guys that are around him. But he's the main host, and he was talking about the death of Hulk Hogan, and he had met him and so forth. And one of the other co-hosts on the show, Andre the Giant, came up, and one of the other co-hosts said Andre the Giant was so large he couldn't sit on a toilet, so he had to eliminate in the bathtub. So what he had to do was get a, you know, straddle a bathtub and
poo.
And then clean himself up and then get paper towels or whatever and put that in the toilet and then wash the residue down.
Every single time.
He had to, anytime he had to defecate, he had to get into a bathtub.
I need a tub.
Sometimes there's not a bathtub available.
There's not a tub. But that,
I mean, the guy was on the road doing wrestling how many nights a week?
Yeah, yes.
50 weeks a year.
But and you'd think they just have showers, not tubs, like back there.
At best. Like when they were making The Princess Bride?
Right. Did they have to bring in a tub for him? Get Billy Crystal on the line. Get Rob Reiner on the phone.
Biggie might have left the numbers in there for you,
yeah,
Biggie Shea.
If Biggie's got Rob Reiner's number or Billy Crystal, I know they worked closely together on The Princess Bride. Now, that's what the guy said. And that's one of those moments where you just like, I looked at the radio like, is that real?
There are larger people than Andre the Giant, and certainly I've never heard that story about other people.
I haven't either.
The Hulk was a big man.
He was, but now Andre the Giant was enormous, yeah. Wasn't he? And like when the Hulk, they've shown highlights of him like lifting Andre the Giant.
That was the biggest moment, one of the biggest moments in wrestling when he first slammed Andre the Giant,
right,
the Hulkster.
Right, because even as big as Hulk was, he had to lift this bigger man.
And body slammed him.
Andre the Giant. So he said that, and the host, Dan Lebatard, went, I can't even follow up with, you know, he was just like flabbergasted by this. But apparently, that's what he said. I can't confirm it, but that's what he said. Mm-hmm. That the man had to use a bathtub.
Is confirmed, yes. He did have to do that.
That's clock.
Yes.
You just looked that up.
I did, yes.
Under what site?
This is AI. Andre the Giant poop in bathtub. Yes, it is true. Andre the Giant sometimes had to poop in bathtubs. He also didn't like the dentist either.
The dentist.
You didn't care for going to the dentist?
Because of the chair size?
I guess so.
God, I'm going to the dentist today.
Are you?
You know what it's been? 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks of flossing.
Ooh. So you start with, do you do that? You don't floss, do you?
I do. I barely brush my teeth, bro.
I know, well, right.
Yeah.
So I like to try to pretend that I have good oral hygiene, but what that entails is I flossed starting about 10 days ago, and it looks like a crime scene in the sink when you're done. You know,
blood and food flecks
everywhere.
All over your mirror.
I start using the floss and the electric toothbrush only about 2 weeks before, and pink, soapy, sudsy toothpaste is in the sink and flying all over the place, just what you've described. And it's miserable because then they hurt and everything. Now, just this morning, I'm just down to where there's a little bit of pink, so I'm hoping, you know, I've got one more floss in me before I go to the dentist. And I'm hoping to slip by my hygienist so she thinks I've been flossing the entire time. But I don't know. Sometimes I can't fool her.
I think deep down they know.
I think they know. I think she knows. And if I get through with a good report, I'm always like, dodged a bullet.
Yeah, let's go have Oreos. Get something chocolatey. Get something stuck up in there.
Really good. But then I always think now, for the next 6 months, I'm going to floss, and then I don't do it. You know, I never.
It was one of your non-negotiables now 7 months ago.
Do you know, I'm ashamed to admit this.
We are in late July.
This is a terrible day. This is an awful day. Late July is a bad time for us. If you know, you know why it's a bad time. But there are little homages dropped in all over this program to our dear colleague, Dave Akin. There's an because late July.
Little Easter eggs, we like to call them.
Little Easter eggs in this whole program today. But I don't know if you know about my non-negotiables, B.B. Shea, but at the beginning of the year, and this was from the show The Bear. That's what in last season's The Bear, he wrote down, the main character wrote down on like a dry erase board, non-negotiables. We're doing this, I don't care what. And it was like different menu every night and that kind of stuff, you know. And so I wrote down about 10 non-negotiables on my phone, on my notes.
Okay.
Exercise so many days a week, get to this speed on the treadmill. Never pretend to know about something that I really don't. You know, this don't pretend to hear somebody when I really haven't heard them. Don't just agree with somebody to agree. No Diet Cokes. No desserts. No desserts.
No sweets.
Nothing out of the vending machine. And what was the one you just mentioned?
Well, oral hygiene, of course.
Great oral hygiene.
So use the electric toothbrush and floss. I know that was on
every
the list.
Day was use the electric toothbrush and floss. There were about 10 or 11 non-negotiables. And I would every time I would mess one up, I'd have to go to my notes and just well, that page no longer exists.
The note is gone?
It took less than 7 months. It took probably 3 months to eliminate every single non-negotiable.
What was the last one remaining? Last one standing?
I think it was the Diet Coke. Diet Coke. I think because I made it until about...
Spring break?
Yeah, spring break. That's when I had a Diet Coke. And now I'm embarrassed to say that. You know how it just says delete note and it just disappeared. Yeah. Like as if it was never there. All my non-negotiables. Now, I'm going to do that again this coming January.
Because I'm going to go back into the fire?
I'm going to go back into, more non-negotiables and see. Many of them will be the same.
Yes.
And see if I can do it. And I have pretended to know about things I don't know about. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just how it's so ingrained. Morgan, you're talking about good dental hygiene. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to let you know, Chris Kelly, that you cannot hide from us. We can tell exactly what you've been doing.
Oh, God, no.
You can't wiggle your way or lie your way out of it. We know.
She's right.
Only if your hygienist has given up will you make it out of this appointment alive. So.
Maybe I've beaten her. She's young, though. She knows. She still tried to save my gums and all that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan. I was afraid of that. I was very, very afraid of that. You know, I won't embarrass Morgan by even asking, but you know what? It's a little Easter eggs to Dave Akin all over the place today. You know the story he told us about a dental hygienist. This is my favorite story he ever told.
Mm.
Do you know my favorite thing, Dave?
No, I don't know this.
Let me tell you something. Dave knew a dental hygienist. And she told him, and this was clocked also by more dental hygienists that called in, that if a woman had given her partner some favors the night before, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, with the mouth.
Yeah. Little beige.
Yeah.
Okay. They can tell. They can see like the bruising, the indentations all on the mouth. And so the dental hygienist is like, yep.
I'm going to write that in your chart.
Yeah. You know what you've been doing. Now, Dave's dental hygienist friend told him.
Probably over beers.
Almost guaranteed.
In a loud bar.
Yeah, almost guaranteed. So she had to yell it. Yeah, I can tell. These women on their boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
And Dave brought it to us. And
You fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
I think it's true. We had dental hygienists. I couldn't ask Morgan there. She seemed too nice. I wasn't going to ask her something embarrassing like that. But that's exactly what they said. That if a woman gives a man that the night before... I'm talking about. Then they know it. So if you go and you open your mouth, they're like,
What if it's corn on the cob? What if it's a popsicle?
Well, you don't. Well, a popsicle, maybe. But
you going that deep with a popsicle?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
I'm not gagging on popsicles.
I agree. I don't think you can do that. And corn on the cob, you don't eat it like that. Now, that'd be a weird talk about a weird way to eat your corn on the cob.
Get kicked out of the party for doing that.
You're not going to any barbecues or something like that.
Son, we love your new girlfriend, but the way she eats corn on the cob, we need to talk.
Can you imagine seeing that? As somebody eating corn on the cob? Man. Yeah, but they'd be able to tell that. A dental hygienist.
I don't buy it. I've never bought it.
I know you have not. I knew it. I knew it when it was said. But Dave told us.
Dave told us.
And then some people called and said, yeah, we can tell. We can tell now. That's always been my favorite. Well, I don't know. Dave Aiken's Wyndham commercial.
Oh, that's a classic.
That's his favorite. That's my
bless
favorite.
Bless him.
Yeah, Dave left us a year ago today. Chris Dim's wearing his Pablo Cruz shirt, and we will play the Wyndham commercial today. And, you know, again, there are little things that are going to be dropped in here. And I'm wondering if fact checker Rusty will catch a few of these things that we have. Just a couple in here today, and we'll see if he can figure that out. All that being said, Big E is not with us today. He's sitting on the side of a tub right now, just like Andre the Giant. But not for the same reason.
No.
He can't get his shoes on. Well, I don't know if he can today, but he said out of an abundance of caution, he has sent BB Shea in here today. So his dry erase board remains at 0 days since his last illness. That's brought to you by AmericanLeakDetection.com. No need to erase the zero from yesterday.
No.
It just remains in place. Now, we hope he comes back tomorrow. But tomorrow being a Friday, is he just going to wing it through the weekend? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems historically Biggie will take a day like that and say, look, I'm just going to rest, give my body a chance to heal next 72 hours over the long weekend.
But we'll see. But his commitment 2 weeks ago was, I'm dragging my body in here no matter what.
I think you all know what happens when people on this show make proclamations. You can call them non-negotiables. You can call them promises. You can call them declarations.
Like, my God, he said that. He's like, I'm dragging this dead leg in here no matter what. He only made it 6 days. He made it 6 days, and the number keeps getting shorter and shorter. You know, his length of days without illness keeps getting shorter and shorter, down to six this time around. Speaking of proclamations, a couple of updates on news stories. Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she will not run for California governor. She made that announcement yesterday. And when I saw that on the news, Tom Yamas, the new news guy on NBC, said, that's a pretty big headline. Many are speculating the fact that she won't run for California governor in 2026 means she will run for president in 2028.
Hmm.
I am surprised by that. Another run from Kamala Harris because she...
I mean, she may try to run. I don't know that that's... The party wants her.
I don't think she'll win the primary, you know.
I've also heard whispered that she may try to run for Senate in California.
Maybe that, instead of governor. But that was, you know, some are speculating she might go for a presidential run. One of my proclamations from last year, well, call it a prediction. I don't make predictions much anymore, and I had vowed off.
Oh, yeah.
I was out of the prediction business. I was not going to
This was Election Day in November.
Election Day. What are we talking about? 8 months ago.
Yeah, and you had gone the whole program without making your proclamation. You were dying to make a prediction.
Not only the whole program, the whole election season. I said at the beginning, non-negotiable, I will not predict this election. But Biggie
got to you right at the 11th hour.
10 seconds left in this show on election day. He says, all right. Come on.
You know you want to do it.
Last chance.
Make the very last thing you say today your prediction. Just say the name as we sign off.
Kamala Harris, easily.
Woo!
President. I have some regrets. I have some regrets when I said that.
Do you regret the woo more than anything or the prediction itself?
I think the woo. I really think the woo is what I regret.
Well, the word easily. The sheer confidence.
Yeah, really all three of those things. But
I mean, you can't read a room. You can't read a country's temperature. You can't.
I think the woo is probably my... There are three regrets there. I think the woo was my biggest of those regrets.